Day 62 of Seeking a Path to the Good Life, a walk through the Bible in a year. Let's return to the Hebrew Bible, reading Deuteronomy 31 to 33. Joshua becomes Moses' successor. When Moses had finished speaking all these words to all Israel, he said to them, "I am now 120 years old. I am no longer able to get about, and the Lord has told me, 'You shall not cross over this Jordan.' The Lord your God himself will cross over before you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua also will cross over before you, as the Lord promised. The Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, and you shall deal with them in full accord with the command that I have given to you. Be strong and bold. Have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you." Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and bold, for you are the one who will go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their ancestors to give them, and you will put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." The law to be read every seventh year. Then Moses wrote down this law and gave it to the priests, the son of Levi, who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. Moses commanded them, "Every seventh year in the scheduled year of remission, during the festival of booths, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God at the place that he will choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Assemble the people, men, women, and children, as well as the aliens residing in your towns, so that they may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God and to observe diligently all the words of this law, and so that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land that you are crossing over the Jordan to possess." Moses and Joshua received God's charge. The Lord said to Moses, "Your time to die is near. Call Joshua and present yourself in the tent of meeting so that I may commission him." So Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tent of meeting. And the Lord appeared at the tent in the pillar of cloud. The pillar of cloud stood at the entrance to the tent. The Lord said to Moses, "Soon you will lie down with your ancestors. Then this people will begin to prostitute themselves to the foreign gods in their midst, the gods of the land into which they are going. They will forsake me, breaking my covenant that I have made with them. My anger will be kindled against them on that day. I will forsake them and hide my face from them. They will become easy prey, and many terrible troubles will come upon them. On that day they will say, 'Have not these troubles come upon us because our God is not in our midst?' On that day I will surely hide my face on account of all the evil they have done by turning to other gods. Now therefore write this song and teach it to the Israelites, put it in their mouths, in order that this song may be a witness for me against the Israelites. For when I have brought them into the land flowing with milk and honey, which I promised on oath to their ancestors, they have eaten their fill and grown fat. They will turn to other gods and serve them, despising me and breaking my covenant. And when many terrible troubles come upon them, this song will confront them as a witness, because it will not be lost from the mouths of their descendants. For I know what they are inclined to do even now, before I have brought them into the land that I promised them on oath." That very day Moses wrote this song and taught it to the Israelites. Then the Lord commissioned Joshua, son of Nun, and said, "Be strong and bold, for you shall bring the Israelites into the land that I promised them. I will be with you." When Moses had finished writing down in a book the words of this law to the very end, Moses commanded the Levites who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, "Take this book of the law and put it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God. Let it remain there as a witness against you, for I know how well rebellious and stubborn you are. If you already have been so rebellious towards the Lord when I am still alive among you, how much more after my death? Assemble to me all the elders of your tribes and your officials, so that I may recite these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death you will surely act corruptly, turning aside from the way that I have commanded you. In time to come, trouble will befall you, because you will do what is evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger through the work of your hands. The Song of Moses. Then Moses recited the words of this song to the very end in the hearing of the whole assembly of Israel. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop like the rain, my speech condense like the dew, like gentle rain on grass, like showers on new growth. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God without deceit, just and upright is he. Yet his degenerate children have dealt falsely with him, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus repay the Lord, O foolish and senseless people? Is not he your father who created you, who made you and established you? Remember the days of old, considering the years long past. Ask your father and he will inform you, your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High apportioned the nations, when he divided humankind, he fixed the boundaries of the people according to the number of the gods. The Lord's own proportion was his people, Jacob his allotted share. He sustained him in a desert land, in a howling wilderness waste. He shielded him, cared for him, guarded him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, as it spreads its wings, takes them up, and bears them aloft on its pinions. The Lord alone guided him. No foreign god was with him. He set him atop the heights of the land and fed him with produce of the fields. He nursed him with honey from crags, with oil from flinty rock, curds from the herd and milk from the flock, with fat of lambs and rams. Bashan bulls and goats, together with the choicest wheat, you drank fine wine from the blood of grapes. Jacob ate his fill. Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, bloated, and gorged. He abandoned God who made him and scoffed at the rock of his salvation. They made him jealous with strange gods. With abhorrent things they provoked him. They sacrificed to demons, not God, to deities they had never known, to new ones recently arrived, whom your ancestors had not feared. You were unmindful of the rock that bore you. You forgot the God who gave you birth. The Lord saw it and was jealous. He spurned his sons and daughters. He said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation, children in whom there is no faithfulness. They made me jealous with what is no God, provoked me with their idols. So I will make them jealous with what is no people, provoke them with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled by my anger and burns to the depths of Sheol. It devours the earth in its increase, and it sets fire the foundation of the mountains. I will heap disasters upon them, spend my arrows against them, wasting hunger, burning consumption, bitter pestilence, the teeth of beasts I will send against them, with venom of things crawling in the dust. In the street the sword shall bereave, and in the chambers terror for young men and women alike, nursing children and old gray head. I said, I will make an end of them and blot out the memory of them from humankind. But I feared provocation by the enemy, for their adversaries might misunderstand and say, our hand is triumphant. It was not the Lord who did this. They are a nation void of sense. There is no understanding in them. If they were wise, they would understand this. If they would discern what their end would be, how could one have routed 1,000 and two put a myriad to flight? Unless their rock had sold them, the Lord had given them up. Indeed, their rock is not like our rock. Our enemies are fools. Their vine comes from the vine stock of Sodom, from the vineyards of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of poison. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents and the cruel venom of asps. It is not this laid up in store with me, I sealed up in my treasures, for the day of vengeance and recompense, for the time when their foot shall slip. Because the day of their calamity is at hand, their doom comes swiftly, Indeed, the Lord will vindicate his people, have compassion on his servants, when he sees that their power is gone, neither bond nor free remaining. Then he will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they took refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their libations? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. See now that I, even I, am he. There is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. And no one can deliver from my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and swear, as I live forever, when I whet my flashing sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives from the long-haired enemy. Praise, O heaven, his people. Worship him, all you gods, for he will avenge the blood of his children and take vengeance on his adversaries. He will repay those who hate him and cleanse the land for his people. Moses came and recited all the words of this song in the hearing of the people, he and Joshua, son of Nun. When Moses had finished reciting all these words to all Israel, he said, take to heart all the words that I am giving and witness against you today. Give them as a command to your children so that they may diligently observe all the words of the law. This is no trifling matter for you, but rather your very life. Through it, you may live long in the land that you are crossing over the Jordan to possess. Moses' death foretold. On that very day, the Lord addresses Moses as follows. Ascend this mountain of the Abiram, Mount Nebo, which is the land of Moab across from Jericho, and view the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites for a possession. You shall die there on the mountain that you ascend, and shall be gathered to your kin, as your brother Aaron died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his kin, because both of you broke faith with me among the Israelites at the waters of Meribeth Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin, by failing to maintain my holiness among the Israelites. Although you may view the land from a distance, you shall not enter it, the land that I am giving to the Israelites. Moses' final blessing on Israel. This is the blessing which Moses, the man of God, blessed the Israelites before his death. He said, the Lord came from Sinai and dawned upon Seir upon us. He shone forth from Mount Paran. With him were myriads of holy ones, at his right a host of his own, indeed, O favorite among peoples. All his holy ones were in your charge. They marched at your heels, accepted direction from you. Moses charged us with the law as a possession for the assembly of Jacob. There arose a king in Jeshurun, where the leaders of the people assembled, the united tribes of Israel. May Reuben live and not die out, even though his numbers are few. And this he said of Judah, O Lord, give heed to Judah and bring him to his people. Strengthen his hands for him and be a help against his adversaries. And of Levi he said, give to Levi your Thummim and your Urim to your loyal one, whom you tested at Massah, with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and mother, I regard them not. He ignored his kin and did not acknowledge his children, for they observed your word and kept your covenant. They teach Jacob your ordinances and Israel your law. They place incense before you and whole burnt offerings on your altar. Bless, O Lord, his substance and accept the work of his hands. Crush the loins of his adversaries, of those who hate him, so they do not rise against him. Of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord rests in safety. The Most High surrounds him all day long, and he rests between his shoulders. And of Joseph, he said, blessed by the Lord be his land, with the choice gifts of heaven above, and of the deep that lies beneath, with the choice fruits of the sun and the rich yields of the months, with the finest produce of the ancient mountains and the abundance of the everlasting hills, with the choice gifts of the earth in its fullness, and the favor of the one who dwells on Sinai. Let these come on the head of Joseph, on the brow of the prince among his brothers. A firstborn bull, majesty is his horns are the horns of a wild ox. With them he gores the people, all together to the end of the earth. Such are the myriads of Ephraim, such the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tents. They call people to the mountain, There they offer the right sacrifices, for they suck the affluence of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. And of Gad he said, blessed be the enlargement of Gad. Like a lion he lives, he tears at arm and scalp, he chooses the best for himself. For there a commander's allotment was reserved, he came at the head of the people, he executed the justice of the Lord and his ordinances with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leaps forth from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, sated with favor, full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south. And of Asher he said, most blessed of sons be Asher, may he be the favorite of his brothers, and may he dip his foot in oil. Your bars are iron and bronze, as your days, so is your strength. There is none like God, O Jeshurun, who rides through the heavens to your help, majestic through the clouds. He subdues the ancient gods, shatters the force of old. He drove out the enemy before you and said, destroy. So Israel lives in safety, untroubled as Jacob's abode, in a land of grain and wine, where the heavens drop down dew. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord. The shield of your help and the sword of your triumph, your enemies shall come fawning to you, but you shall tread on their backs. As you listen to these chapters, what did you notice? As we get towards the end of Deuteronomy and after hearing the Song of Moses, I am struck by the repetition of the law denouncing the worshiping of other gods. What are ways in which we may worship false idols in our current lives and culture? How have wealth and consumerism taken a central role in our lives? I am reminded that we do not worship God to be blessed with wealth and things. We worship God to seek closeness to God. It is through relationship with God that we find peace and wholeness. Now let's move to Colossians 3 to 4. The new life in Christ. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must get rid of all such things, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, enslaved and free, but Christ is in all and in all. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body. And be thankful, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Rules for Christian households. Wives, be subject to your husbands as it is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and never treat them harshly. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is your acceptable duty in the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, or they may lose heart. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, not with a slavery performance, merely for looks to please people, but wholeheartedly fearing the Lord. Whatever task you must do, work as if your soul depends on it, as for the Lord and not for humans, since you know that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You serve the Lord Christ, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for whatever wrong has been done, and there is no partiality. Masters, treat your slaves justly and fairly, for you know that you also have a master in heaven. Further instructions, devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray for us as well, that God will open to us a door for the word, that we may declare the mystery of Christ, for which I am in prison, so that I may reveal it clearly as I should. Conduct yourself wisely towards outsiders, making the most of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer everyone. Final greetings and benediction. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a beloved brother, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, so that you may know how we are and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, the faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. They will tell you about everything here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you have received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice, greets you. These are the ones of the circumcision among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, greets you. He is always striving in his prayers on your behalf, so that you may stand mature and fully assured in everything that God wills. For I testify for him that he has worked hard for you and for those in Laodicea and in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters in Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house. And when this letter has been read among you, have it read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and see that you read also the letter from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, see that you complete the task that you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. As you listen to these chapters, what did you notice? Paul exhorts the Colossians to clothe themselves with compassion, kindness, meekness, and patience. They are told to forgive each other just as the Lord has forgiven them. Above all else, Paul writes, clothe yourself with love. Are these the seeds of a good life? Let's end our time in prayer. Our Father who is in the skies, may your name be recognized as holy. May your kingdom come, and may your will be done, as it is in the skies, so also on the land. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive those indebted to us. Don't lead us into the test, but deliver us from the evil one.